The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of that tiny apartment and into your own home, visit nhschicago.org/team.
Live on State Street. From the First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank, State Street Studio. You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
WMVP WSHE-HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. We're on until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll have White Sox baseball, White Sox Yankees. You hear the game right here on ESPN 1000 tonight. Connor McKnight will have the pregame show coming up in 27 minutes from right now, right here on ESPN 1000. Later on tonight, you'll hear Len Casper and Darren Jackson with the call of the game. See if the Sox can bounce back. Yankees beat the White Sox last night, 15-7. They scored 7 in the 8th.
Ooh, that was bad. Joe Kelly, that was terrible last night. And so we'll see if the White Sox can bounce back.
I don't blame Joe Kelly.
He's the one that gave up the big inning.
I don't blame Joe Kelly.
It was a four-hour game, too.
Yeah, who are you blaming? And Jake was here all night.
Sorry, Jake. I don't blame Joe
Kelly. Who are you blaming, then?
I'm blaming Tony La Russa for leaving him in there.
All right, on the record.
On the record, LaRussa. That is when we look at the loss column at the end of the year,
okay,
that one's on Tony.
All right.
It is.
At least, I agree. He should have.
I don't know if the.
He should have done something.
I don't know if they would have come back from being down 9-7. I mean, they did come back from being down 7-3.
Well, yeah.
So I don't know if they would have come back.
You get the last at bat, you got a chance.
But they would have had a better chance than coming back from 15-7. Or 14-7.
Friday night's our favorite night of the week here on Bleck and Abdallah. It's because of you. Your calls are welcome. All calls are welcome. 312-332-3776. Friday night calls here on Bleck and Abdallah. You got to get your calls in now, though. We're only on until 6:30 tonight.
We got a long song of the night.
We got a lot of stuff to do tonight, including this. Did you see this? I want to get this football note in there quickly. Earlier this afternoon, Jarvis Landry is signing with the Saints. Do you see that from earlier this afternoon?
Yeah, can stop mentioning him to me.
And that's why I want to mention it to you, because most Bears fans, when you bring up the wide receiver situation, you say, what are they going to do? Who can they sign? The first name out of people's mouth is Jarvis Landry. Can the Bears go sign Landry? Well, he's signing with the Saints. He will be there. He announced on social media earlier today. So there you go. The Browns released Landry on March 14th. After the two sides couldn't agree on a restructured contract. He's been a pretty productive wide receiver in the National Football League. He's 29. He had some knee issues last week. Last season, he suffered in week 2. So he didn't have his career highs last year. But in years previously, he's been a very productive wide receiver. He'll be joining the Saints going forward. Any thoughts on Landry now with the Saints?
I like it for the Saints. I wasn't one that was sitting here pounding the desk and trying to get the Bears to sign him. I think the Bears need cheap, inexpensive, young bodies. Like, that's what they need. That's what they need to build around Justin Fields right now. Like, they weren't going to pull off a trade for A.J. Brown, right? That wasn't in the cards for them.
Sure.
Like the Eagles did, right? And I think that Jarvis Landry, like, maybe, okay, if he was still out there, once you get through OTAs and the money was right, maybe, but he's going back. He's going home. Like, he went to LSU. Like, he's going back to where he's been before. So they might not have even been an option. Maybe they did reach out and tried to kick the tires on a Jarvis Landry, and he said, no, I don't want to play. Like, I want to play for the Saints or something like that. We saw, you know, Tyrann Mathieu's now a Saint too. So maybe they like playing for the same team. I don't know if they're friends or not. I'm just talking here. Adam Abdallah's is talking right now.
You like, almost said something else. You were going to say.
As Yurko said earlier today. But I think that they're setting themselves up to spend money next season. They haven't signed anybody long term. They haven't given anybody a huge big money deal. You weren't like, whoa, the Bears made a huge splash. They're setting themselves up for next year. They have their first round draft pick next year. They have a ton of money next year. Let's judge these. Let's see who this team is this year and judge their moves, their big money moves next year when they have a bunch of money to make those moves next season.
Two games tonight in the NBA playoffs. In the NBA playoffs, they're going to have a big weekend. You'll have a game 7 at least on Sunday in one of the Western Conference series. We'll see if we get a couple more game 7s. Two game 6s tonight, though. Celtics at Bucks at 6:30. Milwaukee leads the series 3-2, looking to advance to the conference finals. And then the Grizzlies and the Warriors tonight at 9. The Warriors have a chance to advance to the conference finals. They lead 3-2 in that series. If you're Golden State, take care of business tonight, right? Don't mess around here with a young, hungry, chip on their shoulder Grizzlies team without their star player. You don't want to have to go back to the grindhouse for a game 7.
No.
In multiple times in this series, the Warriors have gotten down big in the first half of games. So they've come back and won, and that's why they lead this series 3-2.
They were down 10 after the first quarter in the last game. They were down, 26, it looks like, at halftime.
Yeah.
If my math is wrong, my math is definitely wrong.
Yeah, go with it.
Whatever.
It's a Friday.
They were down a lot. But, like, I don't understand these lineups sometimes from Kerr in these last two games.
Well, Kerr wasn't there, so that's probably why.
But you don't think he's setting, you don't think he's naming the starters?
Yeah, but I think Mike Brown, who's been filling in, I think he's been slow to react to things taking place.
Why don't you have your top scorers in the lineup to start the game?
Jordan Poole?
Yeah.
Well, because he started the first series that they played,
okay,
and then they put him back on the bench. That's where he came off the bench throughout the regular season.
Okay. This isn't the regular season anymore.
No, I know. That's just the way that they build in the rotation. It doesn't really matter.
Like, you don't want to go to game 7 against the Grizzlies.
No, I know. And that's why tonight, I think, is a fascinating contest. Celtics-Bucks, the winner of that game will face off against, or the winner of that series will face off against Miami. Miami eliminates the 76ers last night. And I got to say this. With Miami moving on to the conference finals for the second time in 3 years, and they got to the finals 2 years ago in the bubble, I was totally wrong about Miami. I thought that it was a fluky bubble thing. You know, Jimmy Butler just got on a heater, and they were able to get it done. No, this team was fifth in defensive efficiency this season. They're third in true shooting percentage, so that's adding up your field goal, your three-point, and your free throw shooting. They were third. They're one of the best shooting teams in the league, and they play great defense. I shouldn't have discredited what the Heat did in the regular season, and I was wrong. This team's in the conference finals. And they have another chance to get back to the finals.
No, absolutely. And I think that it's when you build around a superstar or a star like Jimmy Butler, and you play to their strengths and supplement their weaknesses the way that the Heat have. Like, no one is saying, like, Pat Riley knows how to build a team, right? And when you've got a guy like Jimmy Butler who is just, like, he's a grinder, right? Like, he just grinds out. When he's shooting, when he's defending, like, he's just doing, he's
a worker.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to almost say, like, not even grindy. Like, I don't know if it's a bad term. It's like, he's grimy. Like, you know what I mean? Like he's just hard. Like, he's a worker. Like, he's not like uber, like, he wasn't coming out of college like uber talented. Like, he developed himself and everything like that. Like, he is just a dude that you're like, all right, like, this dude's a fighter. Like, this is who he is.
You may disagree with the personality, but the personality has gotten him to this point.
Yeah.
And, like, that. It isn't the personality from Jimmy Butler, isn't that like what, when you look at the Bulls situation, you look at Zach LaVine, you say, like, come on, give a little of
They're different players, though, I think.
They're
like,
different.
Like, okay. LaVine's more of a finesse player.
The edge that Butler carries with himself, that is missing in Zach LaVine's game.
Oh, 100%. Like going into, like, FU mode. Like
just taking over games
and doing that,
like, locking people down, the whole thing.
LaVine getting in there and being chesty, and, like, when he hits it, and, like, celebrating when he hits it. Like, I want to see more of that. This is my game. I'm taking over. And I don't see that from LaVine. And you see that night in and night out from Jimmy Butler.
312-332-3776. Friday night calls. All calls welcome. Mike in Geneva. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
What's up, brothers? I was hoping you guys would bring this up. Jimmy Butler is a superstar. I don't understand why people don't give him credit. There's already half a dozen other superstars that have been knocked out. Embiid, Kyrie, Durant. They were talking about, earlier, Giannis, you know, not fitting that mold of being finesse enough, and everybody just says he barrels his way to the bucket. I don't get it, man. I think those are the teams that are most likely to win it. I think the champ comes out of the East this year. What do you guys think?
That's interesting, because the two best teams I thought throughout the season were the Warriors and the Suns. And we've seen both teams here in the second round start to struggle, and you see what Golden State did in that last game where they got blown out without John Morant, and you'd say, well, that doesn't seem to be a championship team. And then the Suns against Luka and the Mavs, you look at the way that series has played out, and they don't feel like a championship team. Mike might be right. Well, and I think what that points to is the team hosting tonight's game, the Bucks. They have a real chance to repeat and get back to the championship and to win it.
I think they do. But if you look at it, like, besides the Warriors with Steve Kerr, if you're trying to go in a seven-game series and go off of matchups and adjustments, Spoelstra has the edge.
That's fair.
Like, Spoelstra has the edge. If it ends up being Heat-Warriors, like, that's a toss-up right there. But as far as the rest of the teams, like, whether it's Boston or Milwaukee, Spoelstra has the edge in that coaching matchup for sure.
All right, Mitchell, we got to go quick tonight. Short show. Mitchell and Desplaines, all calls welcome. What's up, Mitchell?
All right, there, Queen Gemini. There are 2 cents here. Here's the bottom line. Bottom line is this.
Yes.
The Bears' schedule came out. I'm going to give them basically 2-15. Why? Because Justin Fields is a neophyte. Unfortunately, it's an over-projected stock. It comes down to this, okay?
Yeah.
I think the Bears have – I agree with you on this one thing in a real-life manner. I think next year is going to be a much better time for them competitively. I think the cracks in the foundation of the quarterback are going to come to the surface. Now, Adam, I have one specific question for you. When you saw the Dead and Company, did they feature 2 drummers? Please.
Please,
yeah,
please.
They did, yeah.
Okay, so did they do throwing stones like we talked about?
I don't remember.
Okay, it doesn't matter, but did you like the 2-drummer approach? Did you ever see them with 2-drum?
Yeah.
Okay, great, excellent. Now, Team Gemini, you were really cerebral. Real quick, a very quick show, I understand, and I understand pacing. I told you to double down on the NASDAQ, right? Today we saw a nice, what I call, bounce back.
Right.
It's been a horrible month, a horrible last 2 months, but today, okay, we saw the NASDAQ rebound 432 points, which is actually a nice, what I call, rebound in the fact that, for technology, so for those that don't
stocks.
We're talking about stocks. We're talking about the NASDAQ, obviously,
crypto?
The S&P, and also
the NASDAQ. Tanking.
Yeah, the S&P 500. The bottom line is this, folks, right?
Yeah.
The bottom is here. The NASDAQ is going up, and the bottom line is it's going to be what I call a massive rally starting next week. Yeah, so for like all your technology, like you talk about, all the different stocks, this is the time, Team Gemini. And one more last point, real quick. Gemini is currently in Mercury. It's called Mercury in Gemini. So it's Mercury, Gemini in retrograde. Until January 3rd, communications are going to go backwards.
You're going to
get what I call
until January
communications. I'm dead serious. And by the way, here's what happened. You get screwed up emails. You didn't get the what I call the notification. All of a sudden, your car needs to be repaired. All of a sudden, your air conditioning in your house basically breaks down. All of a sudden, your tires break out.
Got to
go
fix
to the
fridge. I fixed the fridge this morning.
That's right.
Yeah.
These are going to be in effect. And this is not some Johnny Lucky from what I call Appleseed fairy tale. This is the real deal.
Real deal,
watch out for Mercury retrograde. And that's
the bottom line. Thank you, Mitchell.
All right, have a
great
weekend.
Enjoy the red
wine. 2-15.
And he's an anti-Fields guy now? All right.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports. When you're at home, don't miss Black and Abdallah. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Check out the Black and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app, and it's brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of your tiny apartment into your own home, visit nhschicago.org. Say you missed Wednesday's show. Yurko was here. Yurko selected the song of the night.
Yeah.
He brought us some Zoo news.
He did.
He talked to Mo. Mo gave him show notes. He talked to Mitchell and Desplaines. It was an eventful evening. So check out the podcast. Yurko was here on Wednesday. It's on the Black and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Jake Cantu for producing tonight's show. White Sox Yankees pregame coming up
in 10 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Connor McKnight will have the pregame show. We'll see if the White Sox can bounce back after the Yankees won last night 15-7 down at Guaranteed Rate Field. All right, Gideon on the Dan Ryan. Gideon, what's going on? All
Gideon.
Calls welcome.
Hey, what's up? So I had what you term a what I've come up with as the term a perfect week, where I got to ride my motorcycle to work every single day, and it just puts you in such a good mood to ride your motorcycle to work. You feel the air in your face.
The wind in your hair.
It's such a joy to ride a motorcycle.
Are you on it right now?
No, I'm driving. I can't talk and ride at
Well,
the
I wanted
same
you to
time.
Give me a little, like, one of those, the chopper rev, since you're on a chopper.
I'll come by. I'll ride down one night to the State Street studio.
Oh, please do.
And I'll rev right in front of the State Street studio.
Will you allow Abdallah on the back and you take him around the block?
Yeah, definitely. I've never ridden with anyone on the back, but, like, Abdallah can be the first.
I'd love to be your first, Gideon.
You want to be his first Thank ride? You.
I'd love to be his first. Yeah. Hands on the hips.
Of yep. course.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I'm grabbing tight.
Yeah. Grab me tight around the waist.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Gideon. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
That's the night. That's it.
I broke a dollar.
Just play the song and I'm going to leave.
That's fantastic. Gideon wants you to grab him tight or on the waist.
Don't be his first.
Be his first ride. Let's get to the song of the night.
I want to ride!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that
Come on,
dial
Connor.
Because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
This is a tough act to follow. That's all I'm saying, Abdallah. Tough act to follow. Tonight's song. Woo! We go to Darius Rucker.
Turn it up.
Wagon Wheel from 2013. You know, it's a summer night. Let's get weird.
Let's get weird. This is a great song.
Yeah, let's go out. Let's party. Song
and now south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Riley, I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride
Rucker is 56 today.
He is, and he's listening, so happy birthday.
Well, that's nice of you to select this song for a great listener of the show, of the program. That's fantastic.
You know, obviously, of Hootie and the Blowfish, and now he is a well-established country musician.
One of my favorites.
With this cover of Wagon Wheel, originally by Old Crow Medicine Show. You know who co-wrote this song?
Who?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You learned something tonight.
Well, of course. And that's why the Song of the Night is brilliant.
Yeah.
You give us facts about songs. Yeah. I love it.
The original, obviously, by Old Crow Medicine Show and covered by 1,000 people. But this is probably the most famous version.
I'm with you. I feel like when you go to a bar these days.
Oh, yeah.
You hear this song once while you're there. No matter what type of bar.
Absolutely.
Unless it's like a metal bar. If it's a metal bar, you're not going to hear
it. No, you're not hearing this at Local Option.
No. But if you're out at just any casual bar, you're going to hear this song at least once throughout the evening.
Yeah. This is a good drunk sing-along song. For sure. He's been a country musician now since 2008.
Yeah.
Is when his first album came out. His first country album came out.
Oh, so that's longer than the time, than the run he had with Hootie originally, right? Because they're touring now.
Yeah.
Together as a band.
Yeah, but it's like an anniversary stuff. Thing, yeah. I think.
Oh, yeah. He's a fantastic country artist.
Yeah.
to the south out of Roanoke. I caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long toke. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I got a move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die.
I'd say this also. You and I love college football. We've taken a couple of trips down to the South to see college football games.
Indeed.
And, you know, the Friday night before the game, the Saturday night after the game, you go out to the bars.
Ooh.
And you hear this song.
Yeah.
It hits a little differently when you're in the South. I mean, it hits a little differently.
It does.
When you're in a Southern bar enjoying a whiskey.
Woo.
And confirm.
Yeah, see, like Jake knows, like...
When we went to Nashville, I was upset that I only heard this, like, twice.
Yeah, well, I get it.
I wanted a little more wagon wheel.
Can I admit something?
Yes.
For the longest time, I thought the lyric was Maserati, not Mama Rock.
Well, that's better than what Connor's texting us right now.
Connor's texting us that he thought it was something else as well.
Something about Hammurabi. I don't even know what he's talking about, dude. That's some nerd stuff right there.
Maserati's better.
Yeah, Maserati's a little easier to admit.
It's a Friday. It's Plucky Abdallah. Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker. It's your song of the night. Happy birthday to Darius Rucker. 56 today.
Friend of the station. ESPN.
Who knows? Devin? Hashtag crew?
Let it breathe. Don't cut this off.
I wanna rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdallah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
Good luck, Connor.
More than 40,000 watched in disbelief as a hot air balloon carried an 11-year-old boy over the light towers and eventually dumped him in the icy Minnesota River. It was a tough act to follow.
Yeah, that's right. This is a tough act to follow tonight, Connor. Connor McKnight with White Sox baseball coming up right here on ESPN 1000. 2 minutes.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.